Hi, I'm Erica Mills, and welcome to this week's Language Lab podcast. This week, I want to open by reading you a poem, and it is a poem that is an ode to the word and. Yes, the small but very powerful and, a conjunction. So I'm going to read this poem. It's a poem by Richard Rohr, and The Naked Now. It's a little bit long. Stick with me, if you will. And teaches us to say yes, and allows us to be both and. And keeps us from either or, and teaches us to be patient and long-suffering, and is willing to wait for insight and integration, and keeps us from dualistic thinking, and does not divide the field of the moment, and helps us to live in the always imperfect now, and keeps us inclusive and compassionate toward everything, and demands that our contemplation become action, and insists that our action is also contemplative, and heals our racism, sexism, heterosexism, and classism, and keeps us from the false choice of liberal or conservative, and allows us to critique both sides of things, and allows us to enjoy both sides of things, and is far beyond any one nation or political party, and helps us face and accept our own dark side, and allows us to ask for forgiveness and to apologize, and is the mystery of paradox in all things, and is the way of mercy, and makes daily practical love possible, and does not trust love if it is not also justice, and does not trust justice if it is not also love, and is far beyond my religion versus your religion, and allows us to be both distinct and yet united, and is the very mystery of Trinity. I love and. It's such a great little word. And I don't like the word but. I've never liked the word but. And so I'm one of these people who long ago, probably a decade ago, definitely before I had kids, because I noticed that my children don't use that word very often, the but word, the B word. However, they use the exact same workaround that I do, which is you say, and yet, yes, I see how that third cookie would be tasty, and yet you're not going to have it. So a former client sent me this poem the other day, and I was just reminded of the power of small words in our daily lives. You know, oftentimes we are drawn to thinking about the big words, the words that quote unquote matter. But in fact, there is so much power and insinuation and all sorts of other things packed into these tiny words. Words like and, words like but, you know, kind of all the words that are highlighted in the classic conjunction junction. Oh, yes, I'm not going to sing. I will spare you that awfulness. But there is something to be said for how long that little jingle has lasted. I'm going to guess that if put on the spot, many of you could, in fact, sing that little ditty, even though you haven't listened to it since you were like in grade one or two. And these small but powerful words. So this week, I always have an invitation for you around how you might think about language a little differently. And this week, I want you to focus on your little tiny words. Do you use and yet? How often do you find yourself using the word but? And every time you do, note, what are you actually saying? And are you creating a duality? Or can you use the joining word, the bringing together word, and, to create parity and inclusion in the always imperfect now? Thank you for listening, and have a great week.